Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. In today's show, True Love, Empower Your Inner Self. I'm very excited to introduce today's host and this brand new show to the Body, Mind, Spirit Radio Network. I had the lovely privilege of interviewing this host back in October about her book, Truly Love Me, and she is now part of our station every month on the third Friday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So I'm really excited to be able to introduce her. Your host is Karamjeet Kaur, MBA certified trainer, personal coach, and consultant with 20 years of experience in people and services administration management. Currently, she conducts self-love empowerment and motivational seminars. Karam also gives personal coaching sessions to local and international clients on self-love empowerment. Karam and her husband own a homeopathic clinic in Malaysia. She is now working toward uplifting and empowering people of all ages. Her intention is to inspire love that brings peace to humanity and Mother Nature. On her show, she will discuss methods, tools, and use her own personal experiences and teachings to help you engage yourself in true love, work with true love energy, help you look within and work with true love to have and enjoy the bliss of living life. And I would like to welcome to the show your host, Karam.
Hi, Courtney. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
I'm doing very well. So I know tonight you wanted to discuss your book a little bit, Truly Love Me, and that your subject or your material for tonight's show was the first chapter of your book on finding true love. Do you want to get started and kind of talk about finding true love and what that experience was like for you?
Yes, of course. I believe that finding true love is, it's been in everybody's mind throughout decades, and I'm really thrilled to discuss how powerful is true love.
Now, you talk about finding true love in the whole first chapter of the book, and I know that's why me and you had kind of discussed talking about this important topic this evening for your show. What is true love? Because I think most listeners out there have a different version of it or a different variation of it or would look at it differently as opposed to the person standing next to them. So for you, what is that? What is true love?
Yes. On our first show, I have spoken about what was really true love, which is it was one of the most important thing in my life, which I was looking for since I was a little girl. Now, why that happened, it is because that the search, the hunger of love was because there was a gap started in very childhood between the family and, you know, and it's sort of like making me focus to look out. And then when I started, looking at for cartoons, we have Cinderella's and Disney, and slowly that seep in, especially when I watch Cinderella. So, you know, it's like, okay, it shows like life. Probably, you know, you have an early hard life, but later part you will have an easy life with somebody who you love. So, yeah, that has ignited me to aware that I'm all out there to find what's true love in another person. So, when that begins, and of course, naturally, over the years, I've experienced so many things. And when the divine voice came to me, and that's where I asked again, and from the age of 6 to 7, it's really been there. And when I'm about 24, 5, and when incidents happen, when I wanted to commit suicide. So when the divine voice came, and after that, when the path started unfolding, and when I took an oath that I asked, please lead me to the path of what is true love, because I've just walked in too many hurdles here and there. And so when I asked, and I realized when I asked, because I knew that was the hunger, because I felt that people were not it's not only the family I'm saying, it's every individual human being I'm around. It's just that the feeling inside me is like, there were no expressions of the right love was given to anyone. I mean, though my friends were great and my work colleagues were great, but in the end of the day, I feel when I watch and I see so much happening, it makes me realize there's a fake, an expression of love. So now coming back to that has related to my own self, because that's why I crave for that love, which is the belief has been brought in that there is an existence of a true love. So I have been focusing outside. So when that true love slowly been emerged, when I'm started to loving myself, it still didn't hit me what was the true love, because I was still focusing outside and I was still loving myself in every sense with all the tools and walking it with the experiences, until last 5-6 years only it hit me that, hey, because after my second marriage, I have no intention to get married, but so happened a person have walked in my life and he just, wow, swept me off the feet. So, but in the end of the day, I was like, that time the hunger for true love to another person was really not so powerful, because I was really loving and I was like, then I could feel the change in my body and mind. And so of course, I'm not saying every relationship it's going to be a smooth sailing. I believe a relationship is to bring the best of another person. And I'm very thankful on my second marriage. I've learned a lot hard way, because there's no perfection from both sides. So that has reflected a lot of things to understand. God has given me a second chance to learn how to improvise myself by loving myself more and by understanding another being, and by giving example to my daughter as well. So then it hit me that, wow, actually the true love is only me. Because in the end of the day, you feel that you want to have a complete, those undying kind of image and the feeling, you know, that is being given. But in the end of the day, you just realize that it's all about you. How you relate, how that you love, that you pour into others and yourself, and you're aware what is the interception of the togetherness and the wholesome on loving ourselves and loving others as well. Because my husband comes from a very different culture, and me too. So it's not been easy, yeah? And but I've took on, because I saw that we both have a very strong positive mindset in building lives, and knowing that what society would think coming from my end or his end, and knowing that I have a child who carries the first father's surname. So this has implicated me to realize that in the end of the day, the true love, it's me. I'm responsible to ignite the true love with another being and around the environment and the surrounding. So it is a chapter of life to experience that if you are so connected with yourself, you will not look at any gap of others of lack of love. So that's the whole perception of true love for me.
And that's a very powerful statement. You know, really, truly loving yourself and you know, working with yourself to where you can give love outwards, to where you're not, you know, looking for it completely around you all the time. You know, that is a very powerful statement in itself. Now, do you feel that there is a difference between true love and just love? Is there a difference between the two, or are they the same thing?
Actually, true love and love, honestly speaking, from my perception, there's no difference. But again, we have been educated, we have been exposed to the belief perceptions of in the world that love is like a wholesome thing. Everything, it's, you know, how you see things when someone being kind, compassionate, helping one another, and it comes in a form of love. But when it comes to true love, it's immediately the perception belief goes to relationship, to another being. It's about the, I find, you know, you want to find your true love means is your partner. It's nothing got to do with anything else. It's nothing got to do with abundance. It's nothing got to do with family. I mean, it's got to do with a partner. So basically, it limits the whole understanding what is true love. And hereby, I'm trying to say that true love is everything. It's the same as love. It's only that how the perception has been seen. When you see as love, and there's a condition to it, towards it. When you see true love, there's also a condition to it there. So why don't we see as true love as unconditional in every sense? It could be applicable to family, to your wealth, to your health, to your studies and your day-to-day life, your work, being passionate. So it's applicable to every sense. So here I'm trying to break the norm, belief, and people say about, I found my true love. Okay, if you found your true love, it means you limit yourself for that true love only for that person. So I'm trying to break that belief pattern and say that, hey, the true love is yourself. Because after all, when you find another true love, it's because you found the full satisfaction, the full fulfillment of feelings and emotion. And it's like in a honeymoon kind of, it's like in dreamland. That's for yourself. So why don't you feel the whole thing every moment for everything else in life as well? Why do we need to create all the judgment and perception to give conditions when that gives limitation to life? So true love, when you apply it within you, it's going to be really, really amazing impact to everything in life. Your whole perception about things, the ideas, your belief patterns, your subconscious mind will begin to change. So, yeah, that is the whole perception differences of what true love and love. There won't be a gap of differences between love and true love. It just become as it is.
Well, I definitely like that, and I would totally agree with you on that. You know, if you find true love within yourself, you can offer it outward, but you don't need to seek outward for it first. So I agree with your perception on it. Now, you've brought up more than once, the way society kind of looks at things, that we are educated to look for true love with, outside of ourselves. You mentioned the movie Cinderella. Do you feel that the media, books, TV, movies, that they educate us maybe in the wrong way or in a negative way when it comes to love? Do you think it affects the way we look at love?
Ah, fantastic. This question has been running in my mind because halfway through my life when I saw what I was going through, I literally was blaming Mills and Boons because... And I was really, blaming the romantic books. And, of course, yes, I was, And because, when I realized that, that gave me a picture of image and a belief pattern of an existence of this limiting love, And, of course, it's passionate. It's all about romantic, yeah. But in the end of the day, it gives a fulfillment to individual, but it doesn't give fulfillment as an overall, as an wholesome. So as I was practicing, and I just realized that I can't say that what was written in the past by the books or what is media is created on this Disney, Cinderella, it's all wrong. Yes, it is all about creativity, power. That is where I look at it and blessing it that, wow, they created something to create. So it's like, if they have not created this, I wouldn't have found what I found out. So I should thank this book and this media creator. But in the end of the day, here is like, I would like to relate to everyone that, okay, if you see such thing, but to not get attached to it, you need to find you need to know this is just a past reading that creates some belief patterns. So we need to change, maybe we can create another series of Cinderella, which doesn't really show everything on a partner, but she becomes as a kind, it is in that story, but it's more of like the feeling of herself, how that she evolved and understanding that coming from her life and belief pattern, that kind of education, because that will really lead to the generation coming on to our life to create a better world. And also I believe that the books that were created, we can't do anything about that. We appreciate what is given because, see, everybody is born with a different belief pattern from their childhood. It just doesn't, we can't force anyone to believe what I'm saying today. It has to happen with natural. Because in the end of the day, a false full perception creates a gap also to the self. So we need to be more liberal, more rational towards things and understand, man, what is created, fine. We thank for it. We bless it. And because weren't for that, I wouldn't be what I am today. But in the end of the day, it can be changed slowly by slowly to create the right fulfillment of the empowerment towards inner self, true love, that creates the right objective. So it creates a better world, a better relationship with human beings.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know in the first chapter of your book, you talk about an experience that you had with God and faith, and that was what really set you on your path to finding true love and learning to love yourself. Now, it was a very powerful experience, and it's a very powerful experience to read in your book. Do you feel that everyone is capable of having that experience and that type of experience is what will lead you to that path to finding true love?
Absolutely, Courtney. I mean, it doesn't mean that it has to be the same kind, because in the end of the day, as I've mentioned before on the previous show, we all of us have a different time frame, but our inner core, it's like we have the same energy. We are one whole big family. So our energy is connected within ourselves. That's the walking universe. So the experiences of individual with the divine of love within themselves is according to that inner destiny. It could be, it happened to me as a voice because I seek. But it could be, you know, in different sense. It could be in an experience of, I heard some stories that they have some a divine appearing in an image, you know, an animal, anything. And it relates to what the soul wishes to experience of the divine love they think that really change, you know, which will impact for the rest of the life. But I can 100%, in fact, zillion time percent assure you, anyone who seek an answer and really in the surrendering, in the forgiving, in the blessings, in the gratitude, and knowing that they have really, really understand that there's a bigger force out there and which is inside. And they really bow down to that divinity and say that, knock, knock, I need you to help me and I know you're there. So when that happens, eventually it will lead you and show you, hello, here I am. So, yeah, I'm very confidently believe everybody can experience this with the full faith they have for themselves. So they only need to tap in exactly with the tools. Like, you know, one of the tools that I teach is, of course, when you love yourself and when you create affirmations, because you're creating belief patterns. But if you really want to hunger to experience it, you have to work for it. And the other thing is, like, I'm also going to mention this, do not force it. Because we are piece of energies that it comes as natural. Everything in life is natural. So we have to go according to that moment, you know, which is tough. But when you keep doing with that full force inside you, yes, divine will surely make you aware he or her existence in whatever form that you wish to experience.
I think that a lot of people who look for those divine experiences or those divine messages kind of look for that magic moment, that aha moment, you know, where you're standing there and all of a sudden, you know, lights burst and you see this divine apparition and they're looking for Harry Potter or, you know, that magic moment. And they don't really realize that the divine may not come necessarily in that form, or the message might not be that extravagant. And that is where it kind of comes back to the subject of faith. So where do you find that faith to not only step forward and rely on the divine or God or your higher beings, but also have the faith to open up to that? Like, where do you find that within yourself?
Right. I like when you say Harry Potter. I 100% agree on that. Well, we all, you know, first of all, when as you're just saying this, it's just like in my mind just came this moment that aren't we all just looking for that moment every time? Because, like, we've seen those, like, again, we come back to all those cartoons with magic, the superpower kind of thing, and it's been there. So it relates that all of us is really, really want to have that particular experience. But it reality reflects that suddenly when you know you can't able to experience it, oh, I'm just a normal human being. But here it's, I'm saying that you're not normal human being. You are a magical human being. Meaning it's like being alive, that's itself create a miracle. Because throughout these years, with all those findings, readings, meditation, affirmation, and of course the various experiences I've gone through, the bad and the good, it made me realize that till this very moment, to be thankful for being alive. So key number point of where I can, reaching to this is the faith. Without faith, impossible. And I'm just going to share a very small story here, which is this is my experience got to do with my birth. And it is something like, it depends of individual how they're going to think, but it's my experience. You know, what is greater, the faith that carried by for my dad, and it is connected to me. And knowing that how did my grandmother, and that how put me in, you know, till today, the fate of existence that I know God is existent every moment, and transactionally it becomes an experience. Now, my mom, she couldn't get any children, and I had a brother who, you know, he died when he was only 7 weeks, and then after that, a few times he has a miscarriage or stillborn. And she was devastated because their life was perfect, and it's just they couldn't get any child. So they go, and you know, they go around to find those people who has powers, pray for them to have a child. And of course, at the end of the day, they found someone who lead them, that there was this supernatural belief of meditation, and you know, and that's where they started. And so happened she got pregnant. But in the end of the day, I'm considered the fifth or the sixth, I think. So here, and I was reaching to a point where suddenly the doctors have given, the doctors have told my father that probably the child will not be born, you know, because they can't able to save, or there's some problem, complication again. So my dad was devastated. And what he did, and again another guy, and say, why don't you go to this goddess Kaliyama temple? And my dad is a Sikh, yeah. So, you know, being a person who's so really want to experience a child. So this lead an example that anybody in that, they really want to, they will go all out to find that faith to get it done. So my dad went and got through prayers, and there was some ashes was given, or some prayers was given, and and it was said that please spread, you know, around the bed or something like that, you know. And eventually it's that was done, and he came back, he you know, before, I don't know, he was given an entry. So when it was done, and there comes suddenly Karamjit Kaur alive, because doctors were given an answer that the baby can't be saved. So what has created the faith and belief to my dad here? He just listened to someone and say, go to the temple. So that has made him believe that, wow, it happened. Yeah. So I'm not saying I'm special or anything, but I believe it created a really huge impact to my dad and my mom. And it was so blessed after so many years to attempt to have a child, and finally Karamjit Kaur came in their life. But sadly, mom died after she attempted to deliver another, and when I was 5. So in the end of the day, my dad hope was disturbed, but I was alive. But you know, he kept on going to those things, and he believes that such faith. And but I was a bit confused about this faith, about divine, over different religion beliefs and all that. But what kept me going and knowing and understand this fact, as I was slowly being given all this information, and I grew up with it, I was questioning Mark about all those things. But it was my grandmother who keeps saying that she educated me and made me believe that no matter what, you just got to believe there's a divine and God inside you and pray and let it be your best. Let Him be your best friend. Because you only been created because of Him. It couldn't be anyone else. So that's faith, you see. So I just keep carrying that. And blindly I've walked through things that, not knowing that what is going to happen, but I know that something is going to be there. So you see, I'm just sharing you an experience of my childhood. And I'm very sure that everyone has a different experiences. And that is the thin line where the faith comes. And faith is an existent energy, and it's just a whole thing of a true love. You got to trust. You got to believe, a convincing belief. There's an energy which is not going to let you go out of it. Recently, I just did a video, and my daughter, she was sitting for her exam, and she came back and said to me, "Mommy, you know, I can't believe in myself." And she's done all the studies for the last 2 years, and suddenly she just, her faith was shaken. So I sat down to her and I said, "Rowena, do you believe that when you're in mommy's womb, that I'm the one who went in and said, 'Hey, Rowena, let's do your eyes. Let's do your ears.'" She was saying, "No, mom." I said, "Exactly. Then who do you think created you? I know I nurtured you. I carried you for the 9 months. I gave you the food, my thoughts, my feelings, everything. But did I go in and created that every body part of you?" She kept quiet. And I'm sure got me, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying.
Yes,
so
I can.
How did it happen?
Yes. Yes, you know, faith is one of those things that you can't always hold in the palm of your hand, but you just have it. And even
yes,
when it's not something that is tangible, you know, it is something inside of you, and anybody and everybody can carry it. So I stand with you with that, and that's a very powerful experience your dad had, and I think that there's always a point in everyone's life where, you know, we act on faith. And we may not even realize that's what we're doing, but it's truly what we're doing. So, and it really does relate to the finding the true love experience too, and the true love energy, because I think that faith helps you connect to the divine, and divine is true love in its core as well, correct?
Exactly. Point it. All right, Courtney. And, oh my God, we're so connected. Yeah, this is what is whole faith, and it's just within you. You got to believe, because you're not here as, I mean, coming back to that as parents, yeah? And I told my kid, I said, "Look, you came up after 9 months, and who created your whole beautiful body? You got an intelligent mind and all this amazing part of you to experience life. It's not mommy. I just add to, you know, I've been given as a trustee to create you," I told her. And I said, "Guess what? It's you. You are walking your life, and you've been walking it since the day you're out in this world." And I said, "You got to break the belief to depend on mom, or depend on, you know," she calls my husband uncle, because she knows she has her thing to depend on uncle. And it's you. Only you got to make your life. You got to believe in you. No matter what you do, the part in you will take you to be somebody. And mm-hmm. anybody. You don't have to be the world powerful person. A simple person that you are happy to be fulfilled with. Everybody has dreams. And the dreams is greater to the faith of what you want to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely agree with you. And that's a very profound statement too. And I'm sure our listeners will definitely take that to heart. I know that a lot of listeners out there are listening and thinking about finding true love. And I know that sometimes when we think about finding true love, we obviously look for somebody else. You know, that's the first thought that pops in our mind is, you know, it's our mate, it's our spouse, it's the person that we're with. But the words that always come up with that are soulmates, twin flames, fate, you know, destiny, the person you're destined to be with. Do you find that you have had that experience? Do you find that those things are true and they're part of the true love experience? Or do you feel that maybe not so much?
Yes, I believe it is true. But again, there shouldn't be any attachment, because I noticed that if anybody has found somebody in your life and so aligned, and if it's anything happen, and evil actually affect the journey of their own self. So basically, if every one of us realize that this true love journey, it's about experiencing with another person, because the partner, a marriage is about two people, correct? So eventually, in today's world, compared to the last 20 years, I believe, the divorce cases and the separations or abusement or whatever has been happening very much higher than any part of the time. And why is that so? It is because of the conditioning of the mind. It's about the belief. It's about the judgment that we have another person. It's because we have been perceived that true love from that person has to be perfect. And to find that perfection, we depend on that person. We expect 100%. So here I'm saying, when you know you're fully 100% true love, and you know nobody is perfect, all right? When no one is perfect, that's why your relationship will last. You begin to evolve as give and take, or there's something going to change inside you, and so is that person. So basically, yes, it does. You will know it fulfills you, but it's not in the sense that there's nobody else existed around you. That's what I'm trying to say. And as coming back to me personally, my second marriage itself, it is like, you know, when I didn't have in mind to get married or fall in love, but having him, my husband, Dr. Avinash, and he was like, he was a very intelligent person. I found him, and, you know, I was more interested of being an entrepreneur. So I felt that, okay, I found somebody who feels, who has the same dream as me. But when it comes to love, I was like, okay, I know he, you know, there's a feeling there, but because I'm so confident of myself, and I have not related to in that, like, being so smart, you know, smudgy kind of thing, and being so, we become dependent of, like, he's the everything. No, it did not at all happen to me like what has been happening with my past relationship. So it made me like as if I'm equally confident with him, and same goes with him. Oh yeah, we do quarrel, we do fight, and that's because that I stand on what I believe and he stand on what I believe. So we meet in the middle. So hereby is, I found what is lacking in me, and he's teaching me, and vice versa. So we practice it, and naturally I found the true love is somebody who's, when you are so fulfilled of yourself, you will not find the imperfection of another person. Because if you do, that means it's within you. And that is where you begin to be more humble, because you love yourself so much, you are ready to learn a lot of things in life. You are so passionate. You want to learn more about this person. You want to know about things that never existed. You want to know that what can be different. You want to, you know, just create things. So, yeah. I hope that answers the question, because I'm not saying that true love has not got to do with soulmate. It does. But practically, there is a practical note there, you know, that creates that you don't kind of become so soft. And, you know, it's like, I mean, I'm not saying we women are very big. We are beautiful creatures. But we have to believe that to stand for ourselves, right? To stand for our beliefs. And we have to also share our emotions with our partner to also believe in that with us. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely think that you just said something very profound, that, you know, if you're nitpicking at the things that you don't like about your partner or spouse, then it's something that has to do with you as well. And I think that that's part of relationships that we always miss. You know, that when we start nitpicking our partner or spouse, it might have something more to do with us personally.
Exactly. Exactly.
So
lots of things to learn, yeah.
Yeah, I think it gives everybody something very very deep to think about, you know, that if you truly love yourself and you're encompassing love within you as a whole, then you're really striving to experience and learn from your partner rather than find fault, you know. And I think a lot of us are so used to looking for faults. We don't pay attention to the experience, and that's where we miss out.
Exactly. Because, like I said, God has given me a second chance. So I was like, oh, holy, man, you know. But, you know, because there was still a fear, even I loved myself, but I had fears about how am I going to do it, because I have a child and, you know, we come from a different culture and belief patterns and all. So there's so much to give within and so much to give out as well. But, you know, and all this where I am since 9 years in my second marriage, a lot of things we have gone through. And even because of me loving myself, I don't know whether I would have survived it, because this, it's a huge thing. You know, this is where we have these intermarriages. This, mine is one example, and it's been happening around the world. So it really helps when you really super powerly love yourself. And you know your value, you know your worth, and you don't let anything or anyone just come in that circle. You be kind, you bless it, and you're aware that this is an experience. You forgive and you forget, and you practice that thing, and you keep gratitude. Okay, this experience came to me, and it's my time to understand it and learn and move on. That's it. Don't harp on it. Don't harp on past, because the presence of being what we are makes the next moments better.
Mm-hmm. Now, you talked about loving yourself and really truly finding that love energy within you. How did you start that process? How did you get on board with that? Because I think a lot of listeners are asking that question, you know. It's not, I don't believe it's an easy process, but I do believe it's 100% possible. So how do you feel like you started that, or how would you educate someone to start that process for themselves?
Right. Personally, as for me, I was very thankful that I've met a spiritual teacher. And when I was, you know, finding the true love and going on, and he had to get at me what was love and fear, I was like, what was this guy talking about? You know what I mean? And why fear starts from a childhood belief pattern, and how we have branches in life, and how the love, it's already an existent thing, but because of the belief pattern, we kind of forget all about it. So it took me some time to understand. But today, after 14 years of working and last 3 years I'm in coaching, it becomes very easy where for me to, when I coach anybody, the first day they come to me and I'll ask them simple things. What do you like about yourself and what you don't like about yourself? And with that, I create the ones that don't like about themselves, I make it a better strength for them. And the one they love about themselves, of course, I create 100% strength for them. So eventually, what I do is, like, I create in their mind, they can believe that do not look for weakness in yourself. But if you feel you do, you are creating the lackness which you believe you are lack of it. So love is a whole thing. I educate them that love is actually a complete feeling, emotion, intangible. And it also can be tangible. It comes in the form. So we are an experience module to experience all these things. So we just need to come up from that. So, of course, with that, I share my tools on forgiving, yeah? And then, of course, on the affirmations that's workable for them. Oh, yeah, not forgetting mirror work, which thanks to Louise Hay. And I make sure to do it then. You say, why do I need to look at myself every day and say that I love you? And I said, it's because that when you brush your teeth, I'm sure that you don't look in your eyes and you're just like thinking about all those things, what's the whole day you're going to do? But imagine when you start saying this every morning, you are creating an appreciation of your existence. It's a simple fact. Because when we have been so educated to get up in the morning and, hey, brush your teeth, come down, have your breakfast, and off you go to school, and then after that, you read and you listen. It's all about outside. we have not been educated to look inside. So here I am saying that look inside while you're looking outside. Because you've got to understand what is your mind, your thoughts, your feeling, your emotion is creating you, because that's going to create the next moment. So yeah, these are the tools that I share with my coaching. And it goes and has become the next time. And I say, so what do you expect? And they'll say, you know, this is not happening or this is happening. So we go on and we do more fear removals and we do more positive information. And I give more examples. And it creates faith. And I'm so happy to tell you, Courtney, that my clients simply just love me. And recently my husband, you know, I have people buying the books from the clinic. And one of our clients is like so happy, and she told my husband that, you know, reading Karam's book just makes me feel to step on and to find my worth. That good? And there was another one. And it was a girl who was reading my book, and she just had tears in her eyes because she said it relates to her life. It relates to what I have said. It's so inspiring because I know, because I write factual things and I share factual things. So basically, the tools that I share about love is just to ignite, to explore, to expand, and manifest, and to believe and connect within you, and also with others. So when you see things within yourself, you feel happy and connected. So at the end of the day, Courtney, don't you think that we want every day to be happy?
Oh, I would hope so. I would truly hope so.
So, you know, everyone wants to be happy every second and joyful. Am I right, Courtney? So this is what I'm saying. When you're happy with yourself, eventually, when anybody comes and shouts at you, you look like, oh, suddenly you just got a shock wave, you know. But in the end, it's like, you are so in that mode, you wouldn't be bothered about what he's saying. It's like, okay, and you kind of go off. You won't react to it. And guess what? When you do not react to that negativity power, you will continue in that love and bliss and happiness of what you carry on day to day. So that is what I'm trying to share here. If you constantly practice of awareness, your love, and super powerful true love, we won't allow outside to change what we are.
Well, I definitely think that that's a very powerful statement, and I hope our listeners definitely take that in, especially with so much that is going on in the world today. You know, there is so much negativity. Even here in the U.S., there's a lot of negativity going on. So I hope that people really take that into account, that, you know, not to absorb that negativity and to find that happiness and that love in their daily life. I know that you do kind of mention that in the book, that you feel that we are starting to move into a golden era in a way, and that humanity is moving into a new age. Can you explain what you mean by that and how true love plays an effect in that?
Oh, yes. We have been, like, you know, growing up and hearing of this word called being Kali Yuga, kind of the age, and all the world is coming to end, and have this person called, oh, yeah, I've been following on Facebook, Baba Wenga has been predicted this and that and all kind of things. Right. I'm not saying that, you know, that is wrong. Again, I appreciate what was shared and what was really given to us to give us a hint. But at the end of the day, when we see things in a different manner, eventually it becomes a different manner. We are right now in a golden age because the last few years, there was tremendously heavy, we are facing a tremendous heavy change in our environment. And that is because our North Pole is a bit affected. And of course, all this information is what I found. It's from those spiritual masters. And of course, it's from a certain information which is scientifically, science maybe can relate, some scientists will not relate to it. Now, I just want to say that I think people should stop procrastinating, and I mean, stop saying things that the world is coming to an end, and, you know, oh, we're going to die. Oh, no, it's going to be a huge Big Bang coming to Earth. I mean, you know, we should just come up from there. Why? Because things are moving more differently. I noticed that there's much more loving kindness happening now for the last 1 year, even though there's a lot of huge things, because I'm seeing things in different sense. And in my country itself, there's huge things is happening, which I'm sure you know. And people are just going all out to make a big thing about it. But you see, at the end of the day, people not realizing it. When you're doing these things, you are creating more war. You want war, you create more war. So here I'm saying, why you want to create the same thing? Create something which you know you are capable to do it. That is, you go into meditation, prayers, create gestures that brings love. Because let's say when you walk around the street and you have this old lady and she's just waiting to cross, and you know we've seen this in the the TV or Facebook, and you know she's just waiting. How do I cross? Because the light, the traffic light, is spoiled. So in the end of the day, excuse me. So in the end of the day, I'm walking there. So what I'll do? I mean, I have to find a way how to stop her, and I'll actually walk slowly. Or you have heavy traffic, so you're gonna find that how can you cross with her? Or you pull your hand, and you just say, okay, you have faith that you can cross safely there. Eventually, you'll see the cars will slowly stop and give you the way. So I'm just giving a very simple example that, you know, out of that thing, you want to create a pathway for this person. And she will look up and say, thank you so much. You feel good because she has reached to her destination. The same thing applies to everything. But you know what? When anyone does this kind of deeds, it just becomes like, oh, okay, great, I've done the day, I feel happy. But you do not know what you have just created. You have just created a beautiful feeling of love which is spreading all over in that moment. So here is, we need to spread the love by creating love, not by creating war, and which is like believing that the world is coming to end, so I'm going to go all out there and make it more worse. Come on. This is golden age. You know? And I can say yes. I mean, most of the spiritual masters have mentioned this is already a goal, and I'm experiencing it because I'm saying the more love is created and the more it's becoming faster. And the more fearful you are, the more fierce is coming faster. So I'm just going to share that we need to create more love, and we know we cannot change another human being because they are entitled to their belief patterns. We got to respect it. We got to say, oh, okay, this person has appeared in our life, but he is so bad and he is so mean. How dare he do this to us? He's taking away our whole thing. But, you know, when you look at it, I'm going to do something. I feel so dissatisfied. Now, you're putting the whole energy outside, and then you create a force to go against it. But how would you... what would you get from there? I mean, the rest will be hurt as well. It's going to be a whole different of conditions, diversity of like, you know, it's totally like there's a negative and positive thoughts, and we are fighting among ourselves. Why? We are same people. We are one whole family. Why would we want to do it? Now, here is where people need to realize that when you're true love and you're aware that everybody has their own different belief system. Now, that guy has a different belief system. Whatever has made him standing up there to do a difference, that's according to what he believes. And those agree to him is great. Those don't agree to him is not great. So what do we do? That is where we need to go in and practice mindfulness, practice all this good affirmation, look at us within. Because the whole thing about life is within. It's not outside. So yeah. This is golden age. And the more you do love, the more it's going to be, and you're going to help the environment to be a better place. And I'm very sure, Courtney, just imagine like the whole world practicing this, and it's like meditating, we are love, we are love, we are love. I'm just sure, down the 10 years, and we love, we love, we love. You know, and there's definitely going to be some minorities that, they are mad, they are mad, they are mad. So, I mean, but you know,
I know that we're laughing about it, but in the same sense, there's such a seriousness to it, you know, that, if you find that love within and you really work on showing that on the outside, you can create such a change. I like to think of it as a ripple effect, kind of like you said. You help that, you wait for the right time to help that woman cross the road. You've created something for her, a positive love transformation for her in a way, and yet she might go share that with someone else and vice versa and keep it going. You know, we can create transformation not only within us, but if we take what's within us and pour it outward, you know, it can create great change in the world. So I definitely agree with you on that fact. And I do think as much as we laugh about it, we really do want to see it. And it's something that we do want to accomplish.
Of course, exactly. Who wants to hurt another? Who wants to have a bloodshed? I mean, to be honest, nobody is born bad, Courtney. Am I right? Everybody is born with a pure heart. It's just, again, it's all about the perceptions and idea and education to love. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely agree with you on that. So I know that we've spent the time for your first radio show discussing the first chapter of your book, Truly Love Me, and the first chapter is all about finding true love. That is the title of the chapter, and that's what we've focused on for your first show. Is there something that you wanted to talk about that relates to that first chapter? Is there something that you want to leave your listeners with this evening?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm very sure 100%. 7 billion people in this world, somewhere or other inside them has this thing called, I would like to find true love, or I found true love. Now, for those of you who understand what is true love, and if it's only limits to your partner, just a little sharing, expand it, and knowing that that can be applied to everything else in life. Now, abundance is also about true love, and that's about giving and sharing. What you have, give a little, because that's going to increase a better energy for around the world. And for those of you who have not found what is true love and still hungering and knowing that being a single, or you don't want to get married, or, you know, you just feel like this is life, but, you know, whatever crap is about true love, you're kind of happy. I'm just saying that you are true love yourself. So it's applied for those who have found it and have not found. So when you know that you're true love, everything else is like love. And it's a positive effect. Because when your mind starts being positive and thinking, naturally the love grows inside you. You become more powerful. And the powerful mean is not to create hatred or create power in that sense to bring a disaster to yourself and the world. It's to bring beautiful, peaceful, joyful, healthy living life, which you carry an example. So yeah, that's the only thing for now, that finding true love is just to connect to yourself. And that's you. You yourself is walking love. Thank you, Courtney, for this evening. I truly appreciate and enjoy our monthly first session, and I'm looking forward for the next. And, let's create a good vibe, and let's do it and create more awareness of love. I really wish and know that my talk could give some little change and bring more peace and good energy to the nature. I believe my birth is a worthful then. Thank you so much, Courtney.
Well, thank you so much, Karim, and thank you for allowing me to interact with you on your show. I greatly appreciate it, and for answering all these amazing questions and sharing your wisdom and your teachings. I think that you shared a lot, and it gives the listeners a lot to think about. So I will definitely look forward to the next show and being able to speak with you again.
Great. Awesome, Courtney. And so you have a great moment, great weekend. Yeehaw.
Same to you, and thank you very much. If you're just tuning in, you're tuning in to True Love, Empower Your Inner Self. This is a brand new show to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. It will air live the third Friday of every month at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And you were listening live with your host, Karimjeet Kaur. If you would like more information on this show, you can go to bodymindspiritradio.com and go to hosts and click on True Love, Empower Your Inner Self. All of Karim's information is there. There are links to purchase her book, which we discussed a little bit this evening. We covered the first chapter, which is entitled Finding True Love. If you would like more information or you would like to directly connect with her, please visit karamlove.com. That's KARAMLOVE.com. And until next time, enjoy and have a wonderful, happy holiday season. Bye-bye.